Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan District Board of Education Special Action Agenda Meeting for March 30th, 2017. Our opening statement pursuant to NJSA:10-4-10. Notice this meeting has been provided by publication Asbury Park Press, CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
No, sir, it's right there.
So people can see it.
Oh, we're going to have that pole where I can't see it.
But you can see that one.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know, Joe, it's a tough crowd all of a sudden. I don't see it once.
Jeez.
I try my best.
Lynn, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bissonne?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Fury? I'm sorry, Mrs. Garrett Muley? Mr. Hovater, Mr. Lafredo.
Here.
Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
Thank you. Warren.
Thank you. Our mission statement, Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public oftentimes may appear to members of our audience. The Board of Education may take action with very little comment, in many cases by unanimous vote. Before matters placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it's then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to ensure that they fully understand this matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion. At the same meeting, a final action may be taken. Oops. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of this meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by the participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer, give their name, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Seeing no one from the public, we'll move to the second public forum on any items, agenda or otherwise. Seeing no one has joined us from the public. Number 8, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Barrett and Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4, the Act provides Manasquan Board of Education to hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. Whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subjects will be public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education, the board should go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 8, personnel matters involving a retirement and a leave of absence. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, second. Ms. Bissonne, all those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody have a problem with just staying right here?
We're good.
Okay. No problem.
Second, Ms. McGarry, all those in favor?
Aye.
New Road, you have an email in front of you from New Road?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lynn?
Okay, so what this is from the Friday packet, I'm sure you all realize that we have a stop work order on the elementary school window replacement project due to some asbestos that was found in the caulk. That wing, which we were originally told was all built at the same time, should have all had the same caulking in the windows. Apparently, the original caulk was then overlaid with 2 other types of caulk. They found 3 different types of caulk in the throughout the testing in the window wing.
So 5 times faster.
Working for about a week with our professionals, the first change order price that came in was $39.8. been revised downward from 39.8 to 31.8 to 21.1, and now today's price, which is final, it will not budge any further, $20,110. That is to do the asbestos removal by SLS.
They had to get that extra $10?
Extra $10, $110. Then the oversight for the job, which is required, which will be technical monitoring and project supervision, and that will also include collection and analysis of perimeter and final air samples. Environmental connection will be on-site while this work is being done, sampling the air. That estimate is $10,910. This is our current environmental consultant that's already been board approved. So these two prices together is the cost to have this asbestos work done and to get our project back on the route. So our question this evening is, would you like to approve this, give us administrative direction to have this job start up again, and I can place this on the next agenda? How would you like to handle this?
I like to be stubborn about this and just fire everybody, but I already told them that, and you know, to a point where Brooks Garrett and I have a great relationship, where he just said, you know, fine, I'll quit, because of the discussions we had. But you're not going to get any cheaper than this, and he said it was a great price, and the guy even came down. That's why there's $10 in there. It's a shot at me, and I'm okay. I said what I had to say. So I think it's good. I think you're not going to get it any cheaper, and we really have to get the windows in, and there is asbestos in there, and you need these guys. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And what if Motley also agrees that this this negotiated change order requested is justified and the cost is fair? That's the top of the email. The second portion of the email is Brooks, basically Brooks Garrison, saying the same thing. The price is justified.
And that's why you have contingencies in these kind of projects.
Right. Now,
if this continues at every portion, is it going to be this price every time?
Because this happened, the Garrison's actually asked us to pre-test the second window section in the elementary school, which we have done, and we have pre-tested the area of the high school that's going into the first bid phase. That's already been done.
And it's no asbestos.
And it,
right? They said in the high school.
In the high school is fine. I believe they found the same situation in the second phase.
So we're going to have $20,110
again. No, built. It's going to what they're going to do with that information is build it into the bid specs. So the contractors that bid on it know that condition exists.
Okay.
So that will be incorporated in their bid number, right up front.
So it will still just be higher anyway to remediate that asbestos anyway. Okay.
It won't be a change order.
It won't be a change order.
Change. Right. Okay.
Now we do have $10,000 of allowance on this project that we have not used, so that money is there. We have a $9,300 negative change order or credit on the project, so that money is there. So that covers 19 and change.
Oh, I know it's got to get done. I just meant I didn't want to see it come another set.
Right.
I didn't know how they would work that in.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a vote on
that? No. Okay. Right? It's not a vote.
You don't have to vote on it now.
No.
Can we do it though?
They're authorizing you to do it.
Yeah, I could, because I want to get. I want them to start building again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Might as well. If we're
the builders.
The board didn't vote. The board
the
didn't vote to stop the
really
project. The board doesn't have to vote to restart the project.
Mask on Sanders, item number 9. Recommend approval of the March 30, 2017 high school personnel as per document 1, with a change on the blue sheet to read under leave of absence. Recommend approval of 4019. To take a paid administrative leave.
Just a leave of absence.
To take a leave of absence pursuant to Article G in the MEA agreement beginning on March 28th, 2017 through June 30th, 2017. Do we have a motion to accept document 1? Ms. Pisone. Second. Mrs. McGarry. Do we have any questions? Lynn.
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo. Second by Mr. Serino. All those in favor?
All right. Don't forget to change in the meeting.